All right, bringing it back. Covering the topic most asked at our office on our website by phone last week was, how do I prepare my home for leaving for the summer? We've been covering that. One of the things we're asked very often is, do I turn the water off? I covered a little bit why not to. And then...
Real quick.
Yeah. Yes, honey. excuse me. go ahead.
Well, every time you mention something, we get calls. What was that?
Yeah.
The glue. I'm sorry, change the subject on you. But the glue that you love so much, the new find,
super duper. This was a new find. Again, I mentioned it earlier in the show. The reason I love doing this show is it kind of keeps me on the leading edge of what's out there. And apparently this adhesive has been out there quite a while. I even got several comments about, well, where have you been, under a rock? Yeah, I spend some time under a rock.
Sustainability.
Yes, right. Very sustainable under a rock. But it was a product I saw one of our trim carpenters use in putting up some crown molding. And he put these two pieces of wood together and held it for less than 3 seconds. It was almost instantaneous. And then he said, Rosie, tear this apart. And I could not separate the joints. The glue set up in under 3 seconds. So the warning I'm using on this glue is, when you put it together, make sure it is exactly in the position that you want it, because you are not going to be able to put it together and slip it and slide it around and clamp it. As soon as the two surfaces touch each other, that's exactly where it's going to stay. And it's called cyanoacrylate adhesive, C-A adhesive. It comes in two parts. And I bought, when I saw it, I went to Rockler. And they said, oh, yeah, it's right over here. They had a whole section of it. It's very thin liquid that you put on one side. And then if you use that and put the two pieces of wood together, you have to hold it together for about 30 seconds. But if you spray the opposite side with the spray accelerator and you put the two of them together, it's done. The job is done. And you cannot physically break it apart. So that particular adhesive is CA adhesive. It is so strong. It is so fast. I can only give you this one little piece of advice. Try it on a couple sample pieces. Because you don't believe me. That can't be true. Nothing sets up that fast. Nothing's that strong. Well, try it on a couple sample pieces before you try it on the finished piece you're trying to put together. Because it is that fast, and it is that strong.
And it's a clear glue?
It is.
Super clear?
Ooh. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you put it on one side of the joint, and I was just doing miters in the shop just to test it. And then I was giving it to Don, and Don's a big man.
Couldn't pull it?
Mm-mm. I gave it to Stan. I gave it to Bruce. No one could break the bond apart.
Ooh.
Yeah. So. Wow. It is that good. And it isn't that expensive for what it does. Okay, so Jennifer interrupted me. I can't remember what I was talking about.
Closing up the house for the summer?
Thank you.
Yes. Between the two of us, we get it done.
Okay. And we were talking about, in particular, shutting the water off. And we advise people, don't shut the water off. Go ahead and have your neighbor cycle through the faucets, keeping the P-traps full in the toilets, in the showers, in the vanities, and at the water heater, or underneath any of the vanities, or near the tub or the shower, Jennifer has found this product called Simple Sense. And it's about the size of a computer mouse, and it even kind of looks like a computer mouse, and you just set it in the area, the water leak would first manifest itself, like right next to the water heater, underneath a kitchen sink, right next to the toilet. And you download an app to your phone, and it alerts you the minute that device senses water. Another good reason to let your neighbor have a key to your house.
It's a pretty cool little contraption because even if it goes offline, you know, you're relying on Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And if it goes off, it even tells you, hey, you're offline. So, and, you know, houses have little glitches and stuff, but it also tells you when it comes back on. So you can always, at any time, and you can have multiple ones on your device and also multiple users. So if I want my neighbor to know, you know, or having somebody else watch out for you.
Simple sense. And you can find that at Rosie on the House website in our e-store. It's actually the featured product of the month. It is a great little investment for those of you that are preparing to leave your house for summer. And one of the other things we tell people, to, if you're asking your neighbor to kind of keep an eye on things, the monsoons are going to hit while you're gone. So have them pay particular attention to the vegetation, the screens. Put up all your patio furniture, anchor it down good and tight somewhere's out of harm's way, and make sure that stays secure. But have them do a property assessment after any one of these haboobs would blow through the property. So with all that said, that kind of covers the most asked question of the week. What else do you have in your department over there?
Well, it's a good idea to have a surge protector installed before you go. Your air conditioning will still be running, and that will prevent any electrical spikes that come up through your power lines from, you know, tearing down the lifespan of that. We encourage not just that for anyone leaving, but every home. I don't understand why it's not mandatory when you're building a home to have a not have a surge protector on it. It's less than $300-$400, and it's a
cheapest insurance you can buy for the rest of your home's life.
One-time investment that will regulate any power surges from ever getting past your meter. Then the refrigerator. Some people unplug, some people leave it on. If you do leave it turned on, fill up a bunch of jugs of water and put it in the refrigerator. It will work more efficiently when it's full and that water cold inside will keep the inside cooler than just the empty contents,
space.
Empty space of itself. So if you have a few items that you keep in there, you know, fill up the rest of the empty space with whether it's jugs or, you know, fill up a bowl, whatever you've got available. And then on the water heater, I would unplug it. And ideally, you turn off the water supply to the water heater and drain it. You don't want to leave that water inside the water heater unheated. That will let a bacteria grow, so you want to make sure you drain it if you unplug your water heater, which can be a very expensive repair if you're gone and that's leaking and it leaks for a couple days, a couple weeks, and nobody notices. That becomes a very expensive unnoticed problem. Again, that simple sense would be a great solution. If you do keep your water tank pressurized and on, have that leak detector sensor around it.
All right. Now let's go to our weekly to-do, which is all about cabinet lighting. And boy, we've seen some really, really innovative new ways to light closets and cabinets that are catching on like wildfire. We are hardly installing cabinets anymore that don't have some kind of lighting accessory. One of them that homeowners seem to really enjoy in the bathrooms and the kitchens are toe kick lighting that are motion activated. So as you would get up in the evening, in the middle of the night, to go get a glass of water or to use the restroom, the lighting comes on without creating a glare bomb to wake you up. You're given just enough light to see the floor, make your way to the faucet, make your way to the bathroom, and that has become extremely popular. And anymore, when you have a closet, we are putting LED tape on the inside of the casing of the door, and we make the light door activated. As soon as you open the door, an entire ribbon of light comes on, lighting the entire closet from bottom to top with an even wash of light, as opposed to that one silly little 40-watt incandescent bulb up above Aunt Martha's hat rack box that you've been keeping on the top shelf for the last 30 years. And it creates a shadow. You can't see what's even on the second shelf. So this LED tape lighting inside a closet has become hugely popular. Open the door, boom, the entire closet is completely lit up.
Is that a DIY project?
It can be. It requires a permit because you probably don't have any electrical circuits inside that closet, and we have to be able to plug in a transformer that then feeds the LED tape light. So it can be, but again, anytime we're dealing with 110, 120 volt lines, we generally encourage homeowners at least have the electrician pull the permit and put the receptacle in the closet. And then from that point, it could be do-it-yourself for plugging in the transformer, mounting the tape, and mounting the door-activated switch. That's all pretty easy stuff to do.
Are there typically enough outlets in the kitchen?
No, not unless your home was built in the last 10 years. We have greatly enhanced the number of backsplash outlets for all the appliances and the charging devices that we have in our homes and our lifestyles now. But no, typically, if you're going to light the upper cabinet to wash the countertop, generally, we've got to add receptacles for that as well. But that under counter lighting, that under cabinet lighting that lights your counter and your backsplash, we've been doing that for years. It's still one of the most often asked things for the kitchen remodels. I would really like, when we update the cabinets, to get that cabinet lighting. It just makes the task lighting and the ambiance is just so nice. Now, just like that closet door that activates an on-off switch, many cabinets we're installing right now do exactly the same thing. As you open the doors, the light comes on. And again, it's a LED tape light attached to the back of the face frame. So you don't see any little glare bombs or bright spots. All you see is the interior of your cabinets washed completely and evenly with a great amount of light. And it's one of those things that you think, well, I don't need that. I've got this recessed can right up here above that cabinet. But as soon as you have it and you get accustomed to having it, it's one of those things people don't want to live without.
Well, it's kind of like when you open your refrigerator, you take that light for granted. But if it's out, you're like kind of digging
inside
in there.
Inside the fridge, yes,
that dark
right.
Look. Hey, so what happens when they burn out, or do they? What happens?
If you are installing these LED tapes and you're buying the good LED tapes, that isn't anything you're ever going to have to worry about.
And if you did, you would just replace the whole tape.
You could, but I mean, it's tens of thousands of hours that these can burn and illuminate your area. So no more bulb replacement, and it's the most energy efficient light you can buy. It's a win-win-win all the way around. Lighting cabinets, we've got an article about it on our website. Hashtag cabinet lighting goes through a lot of the details we've just covered.
I'd like to order some, please.
Dang it.
Hey, should we take a commercial real quick before this escalates?
Gary, do something.